Sometime in the next few weeks, the mayor of an American city best known for its freeways will announce what seems like an unlikely goal, the planting of 1 million trees. If Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa succeeds in getting residents on board, the city's tree cover will increase by nearly 60%. As Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports, it could happen. In fact, it did happen once before.
Turn back the clock 2.5 decades. The air in Los Angeles is so bad, ozone is killing pine trees on the forested slopes east of the city. A young environmental group called Tree People rallies Angelenos to replant, to replace the dying forests. Ruddy and ready, these volunteers not only plant trees, they seem to show up every time winter flooding and mudslides call for a shovel.
All the Tree People volunteers will be out in force this weekend, restoring...
The Tree People, an environmental group that played such an important role, did so much work in helping Southland residents just survive last month's storm.
Well, today, the Los Angeles City Council adopted a resolution thanking the Tree People for their efforts and doing the...
Tree People and its energetic founder, Andy Lipkus, seemed unstoppable. Their efforts generated attention environmental groups today can only dream of. One moment some recall fondly is Lipkus' appearance on the Johnny Carson Show.
This fine organization, Andy Lipkus. Andy. Now, this little, I guess you'd call this a seedling.
Yeah.
Now, and this is going to be a redwood?
It's already a redwood.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I can't drive my car through it, Andy. I mean,
Tree People pushed residents of Los Angeles to plant trees in the forests and in their yards, to plant 1 million in time for the 1984 Olympics. And they did. Now, fast forward to 2006. An energetic mayor, L.A.'s first Latino mayor in 100 years, sees a city where upscale neighborhoods may be leafy, but poorer neighborhoods are often barren stretches of endless pavement. Within 24 hours of his swearing in, Villaraigosa planted a seedling with Tree People. And now, he says, the city needs a new tree campaign.
We need to accelerate our ambition. We'll be breaking ground shortly on our initiative to plant 1 million new trees here in the city of Los Angeles.
This has been the most incredibly inspiring project I have ever worked on.
Environmental attorney Paula Daniels was tapped by the mayor to head up the new Million Trees program, one that hopes to benefit from the water, air, and urban tree research of the last 2 decades, one with a shift in emphasis.
I know that he's very much wants to provide some beauty in areas that don't have beauty, and he wants to create environmental change in areas that are suffering. He wants to make this the greenest big city in the nation.
Los Angeles? The greenest big city in the nation? Chicago, Minneapolis, these cities have had serious greening programs for years. Here, on the other hand, we're often confused about what a tree even is.
I've had a lot of questions about palm trees. Palm trees are iconic to Los Angeles, but they are, by the way, a grass. And they don't actually provide the environmental benefits that we are seeking.
Environmental benefits. That's the way planners talk about the urban forest today. Perhaps the most significant change since LA's last massive tree planting campaign is that urban tree experts now pride themselves on the ability to quantify ways trees benefit cities. Pounds of carbon dioxide removed, gallons of water cleaned, hours of air conditioning avoided.
My name is Ray Truthaway. I'm the executive director of the Sacramento Tree Foundation.
In the state capital, 400 miles north of L.A., temperatures can stay over 100 degrees late in the afternoon for weeks each year. Not too long ago, 350,000 trees were planted in Sacramento, effectively creating a desert oasis. The tree effort there got some of its advice from the nation's space agency, NASA.
If we doubled our canopy, it lowers the ambient air temperature, but by their studies, 2.9 degrees Fahrenheit.
2.9 degrees may not sound like much, but it can reduce the number of days the air violates federal smog standards, since ozone is produced when pollutants bake in the sun. It also translates into shade and lower demand for air conditioning.
It's all about canopy. A large canopy tree versus a small canopy tree, it's about 12 times the amount of leaf cover minimum in a large canopy tree.
Cities have increasingly sophisticated tools for this work. This month, urban foresters from the U.S. Forest Service will roll out new software that allows cities to quickly estimate their tree canopy, the condition of the trees, and potential vacant planting sites. Greg McPherson directs the Center for Urban Forest Research and helped develop the software. He says 15 cities have already compared the cost of pruning and watering their trees with the benefit their trees provide by cooling, removing pollution and CO2, catching rainfall, even increased property taxes from higher home values.
So for every dollar invested every year in tree management, the benefits can be in the order of $1.50 to $3.50 per tree.
With the software on handheld computers, teams of volunteers can gather the data by measuring a sample of trees at chest height.
If you know the species and you know the size, that's enough to come up with an estimate of the leaf area, the height, the crown diameter of the tree.
Then the samples are combined with satellite images to create a picture of the city's green.
So it's great because it allows volunteers to learn about their trees, to meet other people, and it saves cities money because otherwise they would pay anywhere from $2 to $3 per tree to have a professional inventory these trees.
Los Angeles residents will soon encounter these new methods as the Million Tree Campaign launches in English, Korean, and Spanish. Different environmental groups have been assigned city districts and will organize neighbors to plant purchased and donated ginkgos, Chinese flames, and coast live oaks. Hollywood will no doubt have a role, as it did back in 1983 with this public service announcement featuring Gregory Peck.
Turn over a new leaf, Los Angeles. Help plant the urban forest.
For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Los Angeles.
Some trees grow in forests, some grow in the city. Some look kind of scary, but most are very pretty. Trees, trees, trees blowing in the breeze. I just want to plant a bunch of trees, trees, trees. Trees, trees, trees blowing in the breeze.
Coming up, we meet a woman who raises and sells little red wigglies. Keep listening to Living on Earth.